Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Today we're kicking off a five-episode series on tax fundamentals and mid-year planning. Over the next five episodes, we're going to cover why mid-year tax planning matters, how to read your real estate tax return, depreciation basics, advanced strategies like bonus depreciation and cost segregation, and a comprehensive mid-year tax review checklist. Tax planning is one of the most powerful wealth-building tools available to real estate investors, yet it's often overlooked or treated as an afterthought. Most investors focus on finding deals, analyzing properties, and managing operations. But optimizing your tax strategy can have as much impact on your after-tax returns as finding a better deal or improving operations. Today, I'm going to explain why mid-year tax planning matters, the difference between tax planning and tax preparation, and what you should be thinking about right now to optimize your tax position before year-end. Let's start with the fundamental difference between tax planning and tax preparation. Tax preparation is what most people think of when they think about taxes. It's the process of gathering documents, filling out forms, and filing your return. Tax preparation is reactive. You're looking backward at what already happened. Tax planning, on the other hand, is proactive and strategic. You're looking forward, making decisions throughout the year that will optimize your tax position. You're evaluating different scenarios, timing transactions strategically, and taking advantage of available tax benefits. Tax preparation happens in March and April. Tax planning happens year-round. Most successful real estate investors don't just prepare their taxes, they plan their taxes. They work with qualified CPAs throughout the year, not just during tax season. They make strategic decisions about acquisitions, dispositions, entity structure, and timing with tax implications in mind. They understand the tax code and use it to their advantage. Now, why is mid-year the ideal time for tax planning? First, you have visibility into your current year income and expenses. By mid-year, you know how your properties are performing, what your rental income looks like, and what your expenses are running. You can project your total income for the year with reasonable accuracy. This allows you to estimate your tax liability and identify opportunities to manage your taxable income. Second, you still have time to make strategic adjustments. If you wait until December or tax season, many strategies are no longer available or have limited effectiveness. But at mid-year, you have 6 months to implement strategies, make acquisitions or dispositions, adjust your entity structure, or take other actions that can materially impact your tax position. Third, you can model different scenarios. What if you acquire another property this year? What if you sell a property? What if you perform a cost segregation study? What are the tax implications of each scenario? Mid-year gives you time to evaluate these scenarios with your CPA and make informed decisions. Now let's talk about the unique tax advantages available to real estate investors. Real estate is one of the most tax-advantaged asset classes. The tax code provides significant benefits that can materially improve your after-tax returns. The first major advantage is depreciation. Depreciation allows you to deduct the cost of your building over its useful life. 27.5 years for residential rental property, 39 years for commercial property. This is a non-cash deduction. You're not actually spending money, but you're reducing your taxable income every year. Depreciation can allow you to generate positive cash flow while showing a tax loss on paper. This is one of the most powerful aspects of real estate investing. The second advantage is bonus depreciation and cost segregation. These are advanced strategies that allow you to accelerate depreciation and create significant tax deductions in the year of acquisition. We'll cover these in detail in episode 89, but the key point is that these strategies can generate substantial first-year tax deductions that offset other income. The third advantage is 1031 exchanges. A 1031 exchange allows you to sell a property and defer capital gains taxes by reinvesting the proceeds into another like-kind property. This is an incredibly powerful wealth-building tool. You can continue to grow your portfolio and defer taxes indefinitely, potentially until death when your heirs receive a step-up in basis. The fourth advantage is opportunity zones. Opportunity zones allow you to defer and potentially reduce capital gains by investing in designated economically distressed areas. The fifth advantage is the ability to qualify as a real estate professional. If you meet the IRS requirements for real estate professional status, your rental losses are no longer considered passive and can potentially offset W-2 income. This is a high bar to meet, but for those who qualify, it can be extremely valuable. The sixth advantage is the strategic use of passive loss limitations. Even if you don't qualify as a real estate professional, understanding how passive losses work and how to utilize them over time is critical. Now, what should you be reviewing at mid-year? First, review your year-to-date income and expenses. How are your properties performing? Are you on track with your projections? Calculate your estimated total income for the year: W-2 wages, self-employment income, rental income, investment income, capital gains. Second, review your deductions. Are you tracking all eligible expenses? Are you claiming depreciation on all properties? Have you considered cost segregation for recently acquired properties? Are you maximizing retirement contributions if you're self-employed? Are you tracking mileage and other often missed deductions? Third, evaluate potential acquisitions or dispositions. Are you planning to buy or sell properties this year? What are the tax implications? Acquiring a property late in the year can generate significant depreciation deductions for the current year. Selling a property triggers capital gains. Are you prepared for that? Or should you consider a 1031 exchange? Fourth, review your entity structure. Are you operating through the most tax-efficient entities? Should you consider an S-corp election if you're self-employed with significant income? Fifth, evaluate your estimated tax payments. Are you making adequate quarterly payments to avoid underpayment penalties? Sixth, schedule a planning meeting with your CPA. Don't wait until tax season. Mid-year is the time to have strategic conversations about your tax position and opportunities. Let me share some common mistakes investors make with tax planning. First, waiting until year-end or tax season to think about taxes. By then, many strategies are no longer available. Second, not working with a qualified real estate CPA. General CPAs may not understand real estate-specific strategies and opportunities. Third, not keeping good records throughout the year. Trying to reconstruct expenses and mileage at tax time is stressful and often results in missed deductions. Fourth, not claiming depreciation. Some investors or their CPAs don't claim depreciation, thinking they're saving it for later. This is a mistake. You must reduce your basis whether you claim it or not. Fifth, not understanding passive loss limitations. Many investors expect rental losses to offset W-2 income and are surprised when they can't. Sixth, making investment decisions solely for tax reasons. Tax benefits should enhance good investments, not justify bad ones. Seventh, not planning for capital gains when selling properties. Many investors are surprised by the tax bill when they sell and wish they had planned for a 1031 exchange. Our approach to tax planning is proactive and strategic. We work with qualified real estate CPAs who understand the unique tax strategies available to investors. We schedule regular planning meetings throughout the year, not just during tax season. We track all income and expenses meticulously, using accounting software, and maintain organized records. We evaluate the tax implications of every acquisition and disposition before we execute. We claim all eligible deductions, including depreciation, and we evaluate cost segregation opportunities on significant acquisitions. We plan for capital gains and structure 1031 exchanges when appropriate. We maximize retirement contributions and evaluate our entity structure regularly. and we view tax planning as an integral part of our overall investment strategy, not an afterthought. Let me close with this. Tax planning is not about avoiding taxes. It's about optimizing your tax position within the framework of the law. The tax code provides significant advantages to real estate investors, but these advantages require proactive planning and strategic action. Mid-year is the ideal time to evaluate your tax situation, identify opportunities, and make adjustments before year-end. Don't wait until tax season. Schedule a planning meeting with your qualified real estate CPA now. Review your income, expenses, and deductions. Evaluate potential acquisitions and dispositions. Consider advanced strategies like cost segregation. The difference between proactive tax planning and reactive tax preparation can materially impact after-tax returns over time. Tomorrow, we're diving into Schedule E, the foundation of your real estate tax return. I'll walk you through it line by line so you understand exactly what gets reported and how to properly capture eligible deductions. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.